Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's sack it up. You guys ready? Love this stretch of radio.
I got a call from my auto insurance provider, and I never know if this is just some big, you know, spam call.
Probably.
And I answer, and they're like, hey, it's so-and-so with so-and-so. We're calling to see if you're interested in us saving you some money by signing up for our insurance, for auto insurance. And I said, she goes, who's your provider? I go, you are. And she goes, all right, sir, have a great day. I said, do your research, and I hung the phone up.
You say, can you save me money? This sounds like a great deal. Do I have this deal? What kind of deal are you cooking up here?
So was that a spam call? Because it didn't seem like a spam. It sounded like somebody selling insurance. Yeah.
It's probably a third party.
Third party, yeah. Here's your phone bank. Go ahead, make your calls.
I get that from some people that are looking to buy houses for cash.
Getting called.
Write me $1 million right now. It's yours as is.
Going through the house, selling
a
house.
They don't call anymore.
Yeah, God. I was blown away going through the selling a house process and then like pulling credit for, you know, purchasing a new one and getting the pre-approval stuff and all that. I have never been spammed that many times in my life. Yeah. I'm not kidding. There was a week stretch where it was legitimately 25 calls a day.
You're going into a data bank that basically says, call this man.
This man pulled his credit and he's trying to buy a house. Yep. Hey, we'd like to offer you a mortgage. Can we beat your provider?
Right.
Just wouldn't stop. During the show, my phone would ring like 5 times during a show. It drove me nuts. Mail sack question. Is Damian Lillard done playing for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Easy. Mail sack question. How often have you and the missus been ready to get it on only to get blocked by your dog who suddenly needs every ounce of your attention? We love our puppy, but I swear she is bound and determined to make sure that we stay celibate.
Well, for some of you, you'll hate to hear this. I cage my dog at night, so I don't have this problem.
You evil bastard.
Anything, it's my 8-year-old.
Well, former dog jumped in one time.
Swag's dog got involved one time.
Pole assassin.
Yeah, tongue's going everywhere, man.
Why is there peanut butter on your nightstand?
That, dude. The Swag's dog in the corner. Dude, no! Get out!
Yeah, I put my dog in a cage at night, so I'm going to worry about the dog.
I mean, I don't have a kid yet to the point where he can walk around an open door, so I'm sure that changes. I mean,
I know.
It would definitely change things. He closed doors, so it's not a huge deal for us. Dirt. Mail sack question for you, and we can get your thoughts on this as well.
I'll just get off. Let me just sign off.
Thank you. Thank you for coming today. Could you take on 100 kindergartners? I think this is alluding to our debate to open the show today. One gorilla versus 100 men.
Are they calling you a gorilla?
I think I'm. Am I a gorilla to kindergartners? I think I am. I think I'm bigger than a gorilla to kindergartners.
Are you 7 to 10 times stronger than a kindergartener?
So. I think so.
Probably
how much
more, right?
How much does a kindergartner weigh?
Like, could you bench 150 pounds?
Yes.
How much can a kindergartner bench?
What's the average weight of a 5-year-old?
40, 50 pounds, I'm thinking.
You think a kindergartner is benching 50 pounds?
No, that's how much they weigh.
Oh.
The average weight for a 5-year-old is around 42 pounds.
Yeah.
So that's average.
What do you weigh?
More than that. In my bra.
Is there a two or five times that?
No, it's not a two. I haven't weighed myself in a long time, though, so probably a two.
Okay.
I think I could. Like, if we're fighting to the death, no holds barred. Like,
those kids are toast.
I mean, they have no chance.
No. My legs are so long, I'd punt those
kids. They would
into
put
the
up
air.
A better fight than the average man against the gorilla.
Really?
Because I can't just rip their limbs off.
Mountain Dew?
Like,
otherwise, I'm playing whack-a-mole pretty much.
Yeah, that's all you're doing.
Grab them by the ankles, swing them around.
That would be the key, is to take one and use them as a weapon. That would be the best way to do it. So.
Took a dark turn.
I'm just answering the question. I think I could probably take out 100 kindergartners. Yeah, I think I probably could.
Is that a good poll question?
It's not a tumor.
It's not. Yeah, don't put that as a poll question. I just, listeners want to know, man. I'm just answering questions here. Mail sack, dare to dream. If the dream happens and the Blazers win the lottery, what would you do to celebrate, and how would the show open be the next day?
Oh, the show open would be glorious.
It'd be glorious, man. Talk about what Adam Silver would do if the Knicks won a title. That's what I would do if the Blazers win the lottery.
The show open would be a combination of Jack Ramsey doing a championship call with the Adam Silver, or you know, the Mark, whatever his name is, announcement that the Blazers got the number one pick of the draft, paired with a Cooper Flag. Like,
no,
just
Adam Silver
dunk.
Does the first round.
No, this is the lottery.
Oh,
the
lottery.
Mark Tatum, the deputy commissioner. Yeah.
You
can laugh at this all you want, and I know this is going to fly in the face of angry pants and poopy pants or whatever pants you want to call me. Yeah. I might cry.
Let's break by a Duke
There might
jersey.
Be a tear.
Would I buy a Duke jersey? Why would I buy a Duke jersey when he's going to be in a
Blazer
jersey?
Well, I know.
Did you see the Warrior fan there with the Davidson jersey on last night?
What's wrong with that?
I mean, they're playing
Steph
the
Curry.
I know. Why would you buy a Duke jersey?
How many? Well, but like, I wouldn't buy a Duke jersey because I hate Duke.
Sure.
If I didn't hate Duke,
what color
I would
are
buy
the Rockets?
Well, red and white.
What color's Davidson?
Red and blue.
I mean, I get it. It's a college jersey. There's a fun thing. Like, I'm sure there were Damian Lillard Weber State jerseys.
But that's a weird thing.
He was wearing a red jersey sitting courtside, and then they zoomed in, and you're like, oh, it's a Davidson jersey.
But you had all the Laker
fans. That's a weird thing for me to do.
That had the Kobe High School Lower Marion jerseys.
Yeah, that's the same. That's a good
more
call.
Of a deep cut, though.
LeBron, St. Vincent, St. Mary.
That's more of a deep. Buying the college jersey of your team's player is, I don't know.
I think a lot of Cleveland fans had the high school jersey, that green and gold from LeBron, whatever high school that was.
Yeah. To answer the other.
I would probably shed a tear. That's how I would celebrate.
I wouldn't shed a tear, but I'd be super jacked.
Yeah.
And, like, I know it's boring, but, like, celebrating?
The show would be an absolute party the next day.
Well, the show would be my celebration.
Open up the phone
lines.
Because
at home, I'd be like, yes!
We open
and
up
I text people, and then that would kind of be it. Like, I'm really boring.
Bob and Troutdale's crying.
I love this, man! I love you guys! I'm so excited!
Literally, everybody would be allowed. Yeah, call in. I want the phone calls, because that would change everything for them.
Mail sack question. I often listen to you guys on the award-winning Odyssey app. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Are there any plans to incorporate the little talkback button in the future? I don't know the answer.
Talkback button.
Talk remember
back
we had the talkback thing on our app for a while? People could leave us like, remember that we had a push?
Oh, for voicemails?
For voicemails, I believe.
Because when you hear talkback for us, that makes me think you want me.
Swag's talking
you
to
you want
to
hear me say something to Swag that
no,
I don't say on the air.
That's never going to be aired.
No, that will never be aired because we would get fired. the talkback thing, I don't remember why it went away.
I don't know.
Well, we didn't utilize it.
That'll be for the new boss.
We had a lot of meetings over that, and then it just kind of fizzled.
Well, we were mandated by a coworker, and nobody else was. And then when we didn't do it, it was a big deal, but other people didn't do it, and it was like, okay, whatever.
So the answer to your question, I don't think that it will likely come back, but who knows?
I mean, you could call in.
Sure.
Why don't we take calls?
We could take calls. You want to take calls?
People don't have morning wood. They've got things they need to get off the chest. Mail sack questions on the phone would actually be really fun.
That'd be I think you'd have to call it your morning wood. Brought to you by
right on the dump button, but yes.
Stephen Gresham, I got a big question for old Dirt there. How many kindergartners could you beat up? Would you beat in a fight? I'll take a cough here. Thank you.
Thank you. Big time, long time. Mail sack question. What year will it be when you will be able to catch a Major League Baseball game in Portland and follow it with a Blazers playoff game? Those are the days that I'm looking forward to.
A double dipper.
What year are we looking at? 2028?
That's a chip. We're double dipping.
That's a double dip chip.
2032.
Day baseball game on a Wednesday, and then you head over to the Rose Garden.
2033.
Okay, I'll go 2031.
It'll be a divisional round series against the Mariners.
No, because baseball will be regular season. It'll be NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, touche.
Yeah.
Well,
although you could wrap around and go baseball. When does the NBA season start?
Mid-October.
Late
When's the World Series start?
Late October.
Late October. So you could have a World Series game followed by opening night.
ALCS.
No, it'll be us going to sweep the Mariners for the second straight series.
Yes, because we just got to dominate them.
Well, because we know we're going to be in the World Series before them.
Yes.
And then we'll go to the playoff game for the Blazers where Cooper Flagg will score 31 points.
God, it's going to be delightful, isn't it? We just got the number one pick and we got a Major League Baseball team. Things are looking up today. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's get one more in
so
here.
Good.
And then we'll get to the leftover sack in the next segment before
we
preview. We got a leftover sack. Okay. There's a lot still to get to. Mail sack question based on a heated debate from today. Mm. Best fast food chicken sandwich: Popeyes, Dave's Chicken, Chick-fil-A, KFC. Look, can I throw a random one at you? And this is going to make me probably a laughable take. That's okay. Mm. I'm willing to be honest and open in the trust tree.
There you go.
I'm not disrespecting any of these chicken sandwiches. I love a good chicken sandwich. I will eat chicken sandwiches. I think the spicy McChicken at McDonald's is criminally underrated. Criminally underrated. I love the spicy McChicken at McDonald's. It's so good. It's all right. You don't have to like the take. You don't have to agree with the take. I'm out, and I'm loving every minute of it, and I'm glad that I'm true and honest and open with myself.
Take. I'm no, sorry. Okay. I'm going to say it.
It's okay. It's okay. The spicy McChicken sandwich at McDonald's is tier
I think you,
tier
I think,
one.
What I think you
it's
like.
Phenomenal.
I think you like the amount of mayonnaise they put on that sandwich.
I love mayonnaise. Who doesn't love mayonnaise? Only weird people don't love mayonnaise.
No, put your hand down.
You pimento. Love mayonnaise. You ate pimento. Jason, you're a man. You're mayo swag.
Of those options, Dave's is underrated. Chick-fil-A is good. The problem with Chick-fil-A is you're making me be my own sauce boss.
I would take a spicy McChicken over a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Chick-fil-A chicken so good.
I am.
But I hate that, like, it just comes dry.
It's just dry.
It's like, hey, what sauce you want? Well, you know what sauce I want.
Yeah, put your sauce on it. Your
Open
sauce
it
is good.
Up and dump it on for
I
me.
I don't want to work here.
I'm going to go Popeyes.
You got to go Popeyes?
Spicy chicken from Popeyes.
Popeyes is the go. That's the best spicy chicken sandwich.
It's pickle, lettuce.
It stays crispy the longest. Like, that's my big thing with Chick-fil-A. The breading gets all wet by the time it's
yeah.
Yeah, there's something gummy. To that.
I just think Popeyes spicy is the elite.
There's a brand new chicken place about to open up out in Tannisbourne, and I guess it's Filipino backed. It's called Jollibee. Has anybody?
That's a famous brand.
It's chicken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jollibee. Like a national brand?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a chain. But I'm unfamiliar with it, so.
Love a good chicken sandwich.
We'll see.
We got some leftover sack to get to.
Chicken sando at Shake Shack's pretty good.
I've never had it there.
On this, like, you know, chicken sandwich
chicken
kick.
Chicken sandwich kick, yeah.
Pretty good.
Never
Dave's.
Dave's. I've never been to a Shake Shack.
Oh, you haven't?
I don't think so.
Ooh.
I don't think so.
You should. There's one right here in downtown.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right across from Powell's.
Probably not going to go.
Really good milkshakes. Good burgers.
There's one in Cedar Hills.
I love a good milkshake.
In Beaverton.
The Cedar Hills one's
When's the last
nice
time
too?
You had a milkshake?
Like a whole milkshake or had some milkshake?
Like a whole milkshake. Like you ordered a milkshake for yourself. Like, ooh, I'm feeling fancy.
It's been a while, but I have some when my kids.
Do you? I guess kids will change that. They're getting a milkshake. Yeah,
you got to dad tax it.
I'm getting a milkshake too. That looks delightful.
Yeah. My kids know whatever they order, they'll just like put the handout with it because they know I'm going to grab it and say dad tax.
Yeah, give me some. I bought this and I want some of it.
They know.
Now. We got to get to the leftover sack. We'll do that coming up next. I'd like to issue a correction from my update.
How did I say the word wrong again?
It's not based on you. I would like to blame your Cialis liquid state caterpillar thing for distracting me.
Is that not a crazy ass animal fact?
That's a pretty crazy animal
An
fact.
Entire body That's turns to liquid. Yeah. It reforms into a harder substance.
Yeah.
And then it still carries the memories from when it was pre-liquid?
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. It's wild stuff. There's no doubt about it. My correction, and I have it directly from the source. Their head coach just texted me and told me they don't play tonight. They play tomorrow. So, you know.
Good luck, Kyle. Yeah. Kyle, friend of the program.
Friend of the program.
Rooting like hell for you guys,
Look,
man.
They overtime loss.
Year.
Game 2 was a tough loss. Spokane came all. They're down 5-3 late in the third. Scored two goals late. Sent it to OT. Spokane's got a lot of firepower back at home, right where they need to be at the old Glass Palace.
You know
tomorrow
what he
needs to do? I just wanted people to go buy their tickets at winterhawks.com. You go buy your tickets, and then you go to the game tomorrow.
When you press urgency, you make people want to go get those tickets. Now, oh, that game, I got to get ready for it.
Exactly.
I will say, though, you know, it might have been a little bit of a rough start. That's okay. You get in your chrysalis phase. You liquefy.
You
learn.
You're reborn.
You're reborn.
Like a phoenix from the ashes.
You spread your wings all over the
You ever
Spokane.
Been in a chrysalis phase?
No.
No? Haven't been? Just checking.
No.
Mail sack question. Let's continue on here. I got a few more to get to.
Got a loaded sack.
How much time did you spend in front of the TV watching the draft, and what was your snack of choice while watching?
So, yeah, great question. Snack of choice was raw almonds. We were hoping Shadur got drafted a little higher than he did.
Were you wearing your Prime sweatshirt?
You were, weren't you? You were. Look at you.
I was.
Look at you. Do you believe now?
I do.
Legendary.
Hey, I root for fun stories.
It turned into a fun story, just not for them.
I got to be honest. I had the NBA playoffs on the iPad. The draft took precedent for me.
Now, like, in its entirety, what are we talking? Because
I only watched
Thursday.
I stopped after Dart got drafted.
Okay. I watched.
After the Giants traded in, Dart got taken, and I was like, I looked at the rest of the teams, and I went,
nah.
I bet Kansas City drafts a player that we all love. I bet that happens. Called it.
Philly, too. Anytime Philly grabs any defensive player, oh, my God, they got to get away with that.
That's what they did when Jahad Campbell got taken. Oh, exactly, my God, I couldn't believe it. It's like he got taken that
Did
way.
We watch anything Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? Or not Sunday, Friday, Saturday,
I watched
right?
Shuck get drafted.
Friday, early second round. But I was at the ballpark.
After
so.
Shuck got drafted, turned it off.
And you did.
And then I just followed on my
Saturday, no.
Yeah, I watched a lot of it Thursday. I didn't
None
watch Saturday. Any
Saturday,
of it.
Saturday, you had NBA and NHL playoffs start at 10 in the morning.
I will say, there was a guy, I forget his name, I should have wrote it down, I saw it yesterday. I believe he was either the last pick or one of the last picks. Really special and cool that the NFL did it. They let him come out of the green room and go onto the stage. Goodell came out there and actually made the announcement for him because they knew it was a dream of his to be announced.
To hang out and be at the draft.
I thought that was a really cool moment.
You guys ready for this? A lot to unpack here, okay?
All right.
You're going to have to comprehend. Listen, retain the information. Mail sack question. You're in an arena. I'm assuming that means you're at the Moda Center, okay?
Oh, that's not how I see arena when you say arena.
What do you think, like Roman Coliseum?
Yeah.
Okay, we can go Roman Coliseum. That's fine. Whatever arena you want to choose. Wherever your head goes in an arena. Here are the things in the arena. 50 hawks, 10 crocodiles, 3 brown bears, 15 wolves, 1 hunter with a rifle, 7 buffalo or buffalai.
What is this person
10,000 rats, 5 gorillas, 4 lions.
I lose.
You pick 2 to defend you. The others attack you. What do you pick to defend you?
Crocodiles.
The crocodiles?
Really? Yeah.
Crocodiles. Over a hunter with a rifle?
Crocodiles are underrated scary berries, and they're lazy.
Dude, crocodiles are not scary.
I'm going gorilla for
just
sure.
Just get a loaf and sit in the sun.
I get two. How many gorillas are the two?
You pick two things to defend you.
No, but how many gorillas are there?
5 gorillas.
Oh, dude. 5 gorillas for sure are getting
picked.
But
the 3 gorillas would take out the 2 gorillas. Are we just overlooking the impact of a rifle here?
I'm very confused by the question here.
So you're picking two things to defend you. So there's 5
two
total
groups.
But don't
assuming.
I get the group?
Oh, maybe it's a group. Could be a group, to be fair. Okay. Touche. Yeah. Fair response. So you get two
what
groups.
What kind of rifle are we dealing with here? I got to load this thing, or is it an automatic?
We're talking a shotgun or something.
I think it's a hunting rifle, hunting rifle.
So
you got to go hunting rifle?
I'm going 15 wolves and 5 gorillas. Final answer. Am I going to lose some wolves and maybe a gorilla? Absolutely. But those hunters are going down.
I feel like the buffaloes are going to be peaceful.
Buffaloes can be crazy.
Yeah, but
if they
stampede, then
the 10,000 rats,
the gorilla.
I get it. There's probably
them.
Something of like that's the most dangerous, trick 10, question.
10,000 actually. Wait a minute.
That's a lot of rats.
That's a lot.
But what are the rats? I mean,
yeah. Actually,
when do they turn on me?
This.
That's what I want to know.
What's that movie, Crispin Glover from Back to the Future, where he's like the king of the rats?
I don't know.
You remember that movie?
I don't remember.
It was a total box office dud, but he controlled rats from the sewer to just attack, kill people.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think I'm going to go gorillas, the 5 gorillas, and the hunting rifle. 100 with a rifle.
I think you're way underestimating.
I'm
going to
put the guy
wolves,
with the hunting
man.
Rifle up top.
Wolves.
And then have my
loyal.
5 gorillas surround me as my security detail.
Ah, dude, wolves are crazy.
And I feel like they can hang on. The rifle's slowly picking them off.
The 10,000 rats is super under the radar
that's
here.
That's
rats.
A lot of rats, dude.
That is a lot of
that's
rats.
That's a lot of rats. You imagine 10,000
rats probably takes out the crocodile, right?
Without a doubt. Crocodiles are the least scary thing in this entire equation.
They have teeth.
Stand on.
You want to get bit?
Once they roll
around
get you underneath.
Yeah.
There's no water. I'm in an arena. I'm on land.
That's true.
Those are cranky.
There's a moat somewhere in the arena.
No, get out of here. May I ask that question? Would you rather own your dream house wherever you want? Or get a one-time hall pass for your celebrity crush. No way I'm saying no to Sydney Sweeney. That's a listener's comments, honey.
Dream house.
The listener text, not mine.
Dream house.
It's not even close.
Janet Jackson.
One night with Janet Jackson or...
Wow.
You take dream house because that's every day the rest of your life.
Hmm.
Like, I'm talking, you're building the mansion with a par 3 in the backyard.
Oh, no, I'm taking dream house.
That's not even close.
I want a basketball court.
Sydney Sweeney's great, but it's not a par 3 in your backyard.
Well, you get the right dream house in the right location.
You ever been back there flushing 8 irons all night?
You give me...
You're in a celebrity-flooded neighborhood. Who knows? might wander in.
You give me one par three hole followed by a par five.
Oh, you want two holes? You go two. It's your dream house.
I just
house.
Want two. That, want two holes? It's lower maintenance that way.
Give me multiple tee boxes so I can play them in different ways, too. Like, give me two different greens with different kind of tee boxes around the property.
Yeah, a basketball court, a pool with the indoor ability, outdoor ability.
That's solid.
A blazing, badass fireplace, both in my living room and my bedroom.
Cindy Sweeney's great. She can't hold a torch to that, dude. Yeah.
Selma Hayek's like 60 now. It's, you know, it's a different world.
Last one, mail sack question. Would you rather your team always make the playoffs and rarely go far, or rarely make the playoffs, but when they do, they always go on a deep run?
Yeah, so this is, would you rather be the Blazers of the 22
or the
years
Marlins.
Or the Marlins? That's always kind of been the age-old question.
Yeah, Giants, a little bit of this in the NFL, right? I don't feel like the Giants have had a lot of playoff appearances outside of their two Super Bowls in the last
they do. They're very
20
quick.
Years, very quick. Yeah.
But they have two very
game.
Memorable Super Bowl wins.
So who's a team that's been to a ton of playoffs that hasn't done anything?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, I guess, recently, yeah. They've at least been to AFC title games.
What's another good one?
Give me the deep runs every
Recently,
time.
Recently, the Steelers.
Steelers
I know they
are
won
this.
Super Bowls.
They haven't won a playoff game since 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I choose the deep runs. The valleys of that would suck, there's no doubt, but the getting there every year and not going on regular deep runs.
And you know you're not really a
serious. And you
know
you're not a serious
like
contender.
Steelers fans know we might make the playoffs, but we're not doing anything.
You're not winning squat.
No.
Yeah.
And you know what your fate is. Give
but
me the deep runs.
But being bad sucks.
It sucks. I get it. It sucks.
Like, imagine being the Titans right now.
And then imagine winning a championship.
It also depends on if you're in a big city with multiple sports teams versus here.
Fair.
Utah, Green Bay.
Jacksonville. I mean, that's their one trick pony.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to give.
Jacksonville's never been to a Super Bowl.
No
they haven't.
They went to an AFC title game.
How many teams in the NFL haven't been to a Super Bowl?
In the modern era?
The Browns have never been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Browns,
they won an NFL championship, a
they
Super
won
Bowl.
Titles in the 40s or something.
It's not that long of a list, is it?
It's not a very long list.
No.
I'm not saying win, but just never been.
The
never
Jets been. Count? Did Namath
that
win
was a
Super,
Super
Bowl?
Bowl?
Three.
That was a Super Bowl.
Just making sure.
Guaranteed win.
I think that's it.
Is that
is it? Jags, Browns?
Are we missing anybody?
No, because Raiders. Oh, Chargers?
Chargers lost to the Niners.
94,
they got
Niners
killed by the Niners. Bengals have been. Colts have been.
Texans?
Titans have been. Texans have not. There
Texans,
you go.
So that's Texans, a good one. Jags, Browns? I think that's it.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that is
pretty
it.
Small list.
Oh, Lions.
And the
that's
Lions.
Right, the Lions
the Lions. They've been so good, we almost got distracted by
which
their...
is funny. They've been good for like 2 years.
Forever
like,
and
so good. I mean.
I just want to give them one of these. Well done, everybody. That was a good sack today.
Great
that, was good, that was a good sack. Yeah. I knew it was going to be good. Lived up to the hype. Appreciate it. Appreciate the effort
job,
on the sack
job
today.
Well done.